board chair and one board member. Mr. Humphrey, do you have any reports?
Just a really quick indication that the Sierra, third annual Sierra Water Summit last Thursday or Friday, and rather than try and describe everything that happened at the Water Summit, you'll probably hear allusions to it in the months to come. But I do want to say something about our staff, who was there, Doug Cushman, Chuck Curtis, Maury Kemper, and Patty. And that's a kind of a shout-out, and it's illustrative of what we talked about last night. Listening to them participate in the discussions and the work groups and the panels, all I heard from our staff were things like, have you thought about, could we help you? How could we make this happen? Is there a way we could do something? And it was just, everything was really positive, helpful, find a way to contribute kind of comments. They moved the dialogue along very nicely, and I was just really pleased to be able to say that I had some association with these people, however tangential.
Discussion that we had a year ago
feel like our regional board is going to be in great shape to talk about our follow-up on those two issues over the past year. Let's see what else is there. This time we're going to have written reports from the regional board, so that'll be easier to remember all of the regional boards anyway. A lot of emphasis on wetlands restoration, and I'm hoping to showcase the work done by the Prairie River Watershed and maybe even DPWRA, which is because it's putting more water back in the Mojave River, has brought back a fairly sizable swath of drinking. It's sort of a passive wetlands restoration project, but it's affecting them enough. So that's coming up for, and that will be October 2nd and 3rd this coming fall. And that's it for board reports. And we're moving right along here because Jonathan Bishop was unable to join us today for the state water work update, so the next item is a report from our executive office.